Shabbat Shalom. It's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah man. This week's Haftarah for Vayera is from the book of Yechezkel, or Ezekiel. Chazak El, God is strong. When did this man live? He saw the destruction of the temple, and he was part of the Babylonian exile. He was a Kohen. He was a Navi. He was a priest. He was a prophet. In his book, you see the beginning, the Kabbalist's favorite paragraph and chapter. Ma'aseh Merkava, the vision of God's heavenly chariot lifting itself up and away, figuratively, from the Beit HaMikdash, leaving it vulnerable to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. We have four fast days to remember what he did, Nebuchadnezzar. So this man, Yechezkel, also has the famous story of the Valley of the Dry Bones, and he has, towards the end of his book, the vision of what the third and final messianic Beit HaMikdash is going to look like. So, when Yechezkel is having his prophecies, he's in Bavel, he's in Babylonia. And what is he doing to a people that do not have their land, do not have their city, do not have their temple anymore, and don't think that they can still worship God where they are? And he tells them, I have news for you, that God could be worshipped wherever, whenever. This was a new concept to them. So now he's reassuring the Jewish people about what's going to happen in the future, the giant spiritual carrot stick. So here we go. He says that the Jewish people are going to come back to the land of Israel and that God will punish the enemies of the Jewish people, specifically the Egyptians, for what they did. And they will never, ever rise up again. They were once a world superpower, unparalleled by any other person, any other nation. Now, nothing. These people are like straw that will be crushed when put under any pressure. So Yechezkel sees that the land of Israel is going to be repopulated and they will be brought back. V'yashvu aleha lavetach uvanu vatim v'natu kramim v'yashvu lavetach. So now he's saying that they will go back to the land of Israel and they will plant their vineyards and they will live in this country forever and ever. It even says the date that with this happened. Bashana ha'asirid ba'asiri b'shnei masar l'chodesh. It's telling you exactly when it happened, that Yechezkel is out in Babylonia. It is the year after the destruction of the temple. There's 69 years more to go before they come back in. How do you keep the people connected to God? And he tells them what's going to happen. That the people, the Egyptians, what they did, they will be punished. And he says, Hineni alecha faro melech Mitzrayim hatanin hagadol. You see crocodiles all the time. Why did the pharaohs wear crocodiles on their head? They were the master of both the water and the land. It represented power to these people, that they thought of themselves as these great monarchs that would rule the world, and they compared themselves to the fear that crocodiles and alligators gave to other people. They too wanted to be feared like that. The Haftarah continues that the Egyptians deserve to be punished for what they did for us. And then it introduces that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, is the one that's going to destroy these people, and that I will make Mitzrayim Shemama desolate. For the 40 years that we suffered in the desert, they too are going to be laid fallow for those years, forever and ever. And the Haftarah concludes at the end of the book, at the end of the chapter, and that all of us are reassured that God is protecting us, and that there will be retribution for the suffering that we suffered. Shabbat Shalom. I don't know if I could say enjoy the Haftarah, but understand what it's about.